USA Radio News.
U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin is reaffirming Western support for Ukraine.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin speaking to military leaders gathered in Germany that Ukraine's resistance has brought inspiration to the free world and even greater resolve to NATO.
Ukraine clearly believes that it can win, and so does everyone here. Ukraine needs our help to win today, and they will still need our help when the war is over.
Mr. Austin added, Russian President Vladimir Putin never imagined that the world would rally behind Ukraine so swiftly and surely. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The White House says Vice President Kamala Harris has tested positive for COVID-19. Neither President Biden nor First Lady Jill Biden are considered a close contact of Harris. The Vice President is not showing symptoms but will isolate at her residence. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, neighbor. Pat Boone here. You know, they say every dark cloud has a silver lining, right? Well, today I'm going to prove it. Rising political and economic uncertainty is increasing market volatility. This flight to safety is pushing up gold and silver prices like never before. So, to help protect listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer. Historic silver walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of just
$12.50 each delivered.
That's right.
$12.50 each delivered.
While supplies last. Call 800-289-2646 now, which spells 800-BUYCOIN by coin. Put a silver lining in your portfolio now. Call 800-289-2646 or online at SwissAmerica.com, 800-289-2646, and you can tell them Pat Boone gave you the number.
The Senate confirmed the nomination of Lael Brainard to a four-year term as vice chair of the Federal Reserve. Her confirmation came in a 52-43 vote in the Senate. President Joe Biden nominated the 60-year-old Brainard in November. Her nomination comes as the nation faces the worst inflation crisis in 40 years. Delta Airlines flight attendants are getting a pay bump. The airline announced Tuesday that it will start paying flight attendants during the time that passengers are boarding. That's a first for a major U.S. airline. Flight attendants in the U.S. generally don't begin getting paid until the doors close after boarding. The change will take effect in June. A CDC study released Tuesday says 3 out of every 4 U.S. children have been infected with the coronavirus. The research shows signs of past infections rose dramatically between December and February when the Omicron variant surged. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie.
Have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Home prices jumped nearly 20% in February, but a slowdown may be coming. A researcher with Realtor.com said as the U.S. moves into the spring housing market, demand is likely to cool as buyers reevaluate their budgets and timelines. The police officer convicted of killing George Floyd wants a new trial.
An attorney representing former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is filing an appeal for a new trial. The 82-page appeal argued several reasons why Chauvin could not have received a fair trial in Minneapolis for the murder of George Floyd. Chauvin's attorney says jurors felt pressure over further protests and riots by Twin Cities residents if the former officer was acquitted. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Gas prices are up for the first time in nearly a week. The AAA station survey finds the national average price for regular is up 1 cent to $4.13 per gallon. The national average is up 3 cents per gallon over the past week, but it's 21 cents lower than it was a month ago. Sister Andre, a French nun, has become the oldest person in the world at 118 years and 73 days. The previous oldest person in the world, Kane Tanaka of Japan, died, and the Guinness World Records confirmed Sister Andre's title as the world's oldest person. Sister Andre's secret to a long life? Chocolate and wine. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.